it's fascinating to get an insight from a doctor regarding these issues in sport. Now, there's a lot of grandstand broadcasters when it comes to these medical conditions, and they can talk all they want that the Australian medical staff got it wrong by sending out Steve Smith. But I find that bizarre when they're not medical professionals themselves. So I don't know what gives them the right to say, well, that was a disgrace to send out Steve Smith and their accountant. And if the doctor of the Australian cricket side is going to send out an unwell Steve Smith.
Yeah, he's too valuable. But you also know people like you know, Peter Larkins read deeply. They read a lot of literature. They're up to date with the latest, I suppose, medical advice around the world. You can speak at length about concussions in NFL and the impacts and the possible implications here as well. So he is so well versed in that I could probably understand his frustration.
Just quickly, boys, there's a breaking story here from Mark Stevens, a friend of us here on RSN Central, regarding Ross Lyon and also Steve Rosich, the CEO and the coach of the Fremantle Football Club. Good morning to you, Steve. What can you tell us here?
Well, this is breaking, and sources very close to Ross Lyon at this stage are telling me that Ross Lyon will depart the Fremantle Football Club. There's been reports of a meeting looming, and I have told that Ross Lyon will depart. Whether he's coached his last game or not, I'm not sure whether he'll see it out the rest of the season. But it does sound like the axe has fallen on Ross Lyon. And also, believe it or not, this is massive, the CEO of Fremantle will not be going on as well. Now, we're just getting some more details, but I can confirm this exclusively on RSN, that I believe sources now saying Ross Lyon will finish up at the Dockers.
Just hearing now through a friend over in Perth, Steve-O, that there's been an impromptu meeting just called in about 30 minutes' time. So you're right on the money, it sounds like. And Peter Bell, obviously, he's been the football manager. My mail is that he might be the new CEO of the Dockers by the end of, say, today.
Well, very smart man, isn't he, Peter? Yeah. Probably the ideal. But, yeah, I just had a text from somebody very close to Ross Lyon, and two words, he's gone.
Okay, so breaking news on RSN Central that Ross Lyon will depart the Fremantle Football Club by the end of the day, along with Steve Rosich, because Rosich was the man that signed him, and he had all his eggs in the basket with Ross Lyon. So if he went, Lyon had to go as well. So it's a fascinating story there. Do you think he's a chance to get another job?
Look, I rate Ross Lyon very highly, no doubt. And this, of course, if this does come to fruition in the next 30 minutes or so, you'd think there's a job available at St Kilda. You'd be crazy if you didn't put him through the process to go back.
Steve, I appreciate your time as always here on RSN Central. Great stuff. There we go. There's Mark Stevens from Channel 7. We've been hearing this story for a little while, but my mail's always been over there in Fremantle that Stephen Rosich has done a pretty good job off the field, but he has too much of a say inside that football department, and I don't think Peter Bell liked it. And obviously there's been a move now, and if Rosich went, so did Ross Lyon, and I guess that's what's just unfolded there today. And as my sources and Steve-O's sources have just said, that they're about to hold a meeting, an impromptu meeting, in about 30 minutes' time.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Ross Lyon's really been selling himself, hasn't he? For 2 months. I mean, he's really been pitching for his own job, which is an unusual thing for Ross to do. So it's not a massive shock, is it, really?
No. And when you talk to people over in the West, and when I came over here, there was always a different perspective on Ross Lyon, especially from the media. Like, you hear other media identities here in Melbourne especially, they give Ross Lyon a big tick. But over in the West, he wasn't very popular. And especially in the end, from some big players inside that football club, some big sponsors and some supporters of that football club. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now with Ross Lyon going forward, Courtney. But it's a big breaking story in the world of the AFL today.
No doubt the whisper Scotty Gallen may have struck again when suggesting there was perhaps a dual historic press conference to come. Now, you looked at Fremantle's form post the bye over the last 4 years. They drop off so badly after the bye. They barely won. I think they were 2-1-2, leading to this year where I think they won 3 after the bye. But nonetheless, they go from positions where they're competitive midway through the season and push in for finals in 3 of those 4 seasons to completely out of the race by round 20, round 21, this case round 22. It's and they have got some very good players there. We talk about Nat Fyfe, obviously perhaps the best player in the competition.
Yep. Yep.
Sandy Lance hasn't been around as much, but he's been the dominant ruckman for a long, long time.
Hill boys.
Walters. They are Mundy. Genuine top-class talent. So it's, you know, I know perhaps they don't bat as deeply, but if people like Hill want to get out, suggestions, Langdon wants to be out as well. You've had Lachie Neal depart to Brisbane, who's a genuine star of the competition. There's some concerns there, and I think that the crowds may have dipped a bit this year. They're not surprising when you have Optus Stadium introduced last year and people want to go. Memberships, yeah, you want to have be a membership, but if memberships start to dip and crowd attendances start to dip, that's a problem as well.
Well, you think they've underachieved, Gareth. We were debating this on Saturday night. You think their list is better than Essendon's, and I was arguing put the best 22s together. I think Essendon's is better. But I agree with Walshy. I mean, they've got some A-grade players, and they've missed finals 4 years in a row.
I want to go to Perth shortly. Digby Beecham will be joining us, of course. He is the chief sports editor there, basically, at the West Australian. He'll be all over this story. Obviously, he's pretty close to Peter Bell, who's the new football manager since this year anyway with the Fremantle Football Club. But it now begs the question, because I think their list is pretty good, Jules. When you analyse a list, you look at A-grade players, and at the start of the season, you probably thought maybe only Nat Fyfe, but I think Walters is definitely an A-grade player now. I think Pierce was definitely signed on for another 3 years, was an All-Australian centre-half back. And then they had, say, I think Joel Hambley is underrated.
B grade,
Yeah, B plus.
Yeah, B plus, man.
I don't mind, they're going to lose Brad Hill. But
this is a problem. They keep losing players.
Yeah, but that could change now if Ross goes.
Why? He's not getting out because of Ross.
How do we know that?
Well, Fremantle should dig their heels in and say, you're giving us another year, Brad.
Well, won't they do? If Tim Kelly does want to go, then why don't they do a deal with Kelly and say, you give us... Tim Kelly, and we'll give you Brad Hill, plus probably a draft pick.
Yep.
Second-round draft pick, that probably gets the deal done. What, Hill's 28?
Are you talking about a straight swap to Geelong?
Yes.
Do you think Geelong would want to be paying Brad Hill $900,000?
No, not $900,000. Would they have to pay him $900,000?
Well, if that's the report that St Kilda is offering, that's a significant amount of money.
But he might take less than a better
Geelong
club.
Geelong, who historically don't play overs.
No, they wouldn't pay him that much.
There's no way they'll pay him that.
A few SMSs coming through. Maybe Brad Scott bound for Dockerland.
We don't think Ross is going to coach St Kilda again, do we?
No, definitely not. But what about... No.
He's not.
Surely not.
They're not going to go back there.
To me, Ross Lyon...
Yeah, who coaches Fremantle? Yeah. That's the next question.
That is, who do they pick? Who knows over there?
There's a very good former Fremantle player that's a very good assistant at Collingwood.
Longmuir. Yeah.
You'd have to put him through the process.
He had big raps on him over there at West Coast. Maybe thinking outside of the square, do they go for a young coach with some youth to his side and can think outside the square and get away from that? I guess the Fremantle supporters were frustrated by their negative game plan.
With a lot of attacking talented players,
It
sort of didn't quite suit the list they had at times.
I tell you one player that is Ed Langdon wants to go to Melbourne. He can get the football, but boy, he can butcher.
He's a butcher.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great pickup for Melbourne. I've never seen a player that...
But he can improve that part of his game.
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Boys, so hopefully we might be able to catch up with Diggers shortly. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, this was meant to be our conversation starter today. The seven players that you think should be on $1 million in the AFL. I stole this idea off the great Andrew Johns, who penned an article on Why World of Sports talking about the seven players he would be giving $1 million to in the NRL. So we'll still get on to that. It's 11:50 now on RSN Central. This is the Tuesday Hacks with Gareth Hall. But the real hacks, Julian De Stoop and Courtney Walsh. This is Tuesday Hacks on a Tuesday morning, of course, with Gareth Hall, Julian De Stoop and Courtney Walsh. The big story that broke here on RSN Central about 15 minutes ago was the story out of Perth by Mark Stevens that the CEO of the Fremantle Football Club, Stephen Rossich, and the coach of the Fremantle Football Club, Ross Lyon, will depart the club today. They're about to have a meeting, and I imagine that media conference might be a little bit later. That's what we're hearing anyway. It's yet to be confirmed by the club, but that is the strong mail coming out of Fremantle this morning in Perth, Jules.
He's gone.
Okay. Digby Beecham, who is a man that's been an icon of the media world over in the West for such a long time. He works for the Western Australian. He also works on the Sports Daily there at Tab Radio. And he joins us now on RSN Central for the Tuesday Hacks. Good morning to you, Diggers.
Gareth, good morning to you.
What's happening over there, Ross Lyon?
Plenty.
Is it goodbye, Ross?
Yes, it is. You can have him back over there in Victoria.
Happy to get rid of him, Digby.
Well, he hasn't really endeared himself to the West Australian media, Jules, it's fair to say. He has a lot of allies in the Melbourne media, but none over here, it must be said. And his time as Fremantle coach is up. And Steve Ross is the man who went and poached him from St Kilda and ruthlessly got rid of Mark Harvey as going as well.
What? Why now? What's the straw that's broken the camel's back here?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, Jules, and it's a good question. I don't think anyone saw it coming as suddenly as it has today. But obviously, Fremantle have a game against Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval on Sunday. And Steve Rosich had said as recently as 2 weeks ago that he expected he would be there in his role as Chief Executive Officer of Fremantle, and Ross Lyon would definitely be coaching 2020, the final year of his existing contract. So there's been a seismic shift, clearly, in the past fortnight, indeed, the past 48 hours.
Is this, Digby, it's Courtney Walsh, is this Peter Bell pulling the strings here, or is this a board decision?
Yeah, it's a good question, Courtney, and that'll be flushed out, I suspect, over the next, 24 hours. Peter was appointed as, footy ops manager last year and has come in. There's been conflicting reports about his relationship with Steve Rosich, and he has been, since the moment he walked in the door, he has been seen as a future CEO of the Fremantle Football Club. Now, only a week and a half ago, the board extended Peter's role as footy ops manager for another 2 years. So whether they now look to elevate Peter or they go and get a new CEO, I don't know. But this club has been not so much wallow in mediocrity, but it's been poor, as much as the rebuild has been well documented from Ross and his allies in the Melbourne media. And I say that because there are a few, they know who they are. Mm. And there's been a fair bit of parroting going on over that side of the country, but closer to home here, it hasn't gone down all that well.
I was going to say, only really early, obviously, Digby, but have you got a couple of names you think might be in line to take over from Ross?
Well, Justin Longmuir is a former Fremantle player, and he's been an assistant at West Coast and obviously now at Collingwood. He's a player who was held in high regard at Fremantle, and he's done a good job at Collingwood.
They love him at Collingwood. They love him.
Yeah, yep. He was well regarded at West Coast as well. They were sad to see him go. He's a former teammate of Peter Bell's. He's a Fremantle person, and there is a bit of a movement over here, as Gareth would well know, in regards to basically getting someone of Fremantle back into Fremantle. Now, Be it Justin Longmuir, be it Peter Sumich, I'm not entirely sure. Brad Scott's name has been mentioned as well. He looks like he's going to be left without a chair once, all the music stops over there. So whether Fremantle would look at him, I'm not entirely sure, but clearly that hunt now starts.
You know the footballing landscape really well over there, Diggers, and you know what the supporters want. The crowds have decreased this year at Fremantle games. What does the Fremantle Football Club need as their senior coach?
It needs someone who, when they front the media and they portray a message to the members and supporters, they want someone who gives them a bit of hope, someone who treats people with a bit of respect rather than bullies them. Ross Lyon doesn't do that. He's disrespectful, and basically he's never really been someone who the Fremantle fans have warmed to. And that's okay. That's Ross's DNA. And the other thing they want someone who is going to implement a game plan which is exciting to watch. Because at the moment, they are a very bland scoring side. They're a bland football side. I think they have the third lowest points for this year. Guys, you might be able to help me out there on the AFL ladder, but I think only Gold Coast and perhaps Carlton have scored less than them. The days of Ross Lyon coach sides being able to restrict opposition sides to nothing and score nothing themselves but get over the line, those days have passed.
Yeah, you're on the money, Digby, there with that the third lowest behind the Gold Coast and Melbourne. But
Melbourne, is it? Yep.
Who do they who takes charge, I suppose, for this weekend against Port Adelaide?
Because he didn't really like his own assistant coaches.
Well, that's the thing.
Captain Coach Fife.
There's a lot of cackle over here that the assistants, there was going to be massive upheaval with the assistants. Brent Guerra has already left. I think Anthony Rock is still under contract and is someone who they respect a fair bit down there at Fremantle, but that'll come out in the wash. I'm not entirely sure who it will be.
I think you'll enjoy the front page tomorrow putting it together anyway on the West Australian Diggers. Oh, he's been waiting for this day for a long time.
Diggers and Jared Waitley have been waiting for this for a long time.
Boys, you can have him back.
Hey, Diggers, love your work. Just quickly, the last one, what do they do with his contract? Obviously, that was the point that I think maybe stopped the board from sacking him earlier on in the year.
Yeah, well, it goes under the soft cap now, Gap. Yeah. So, you know, he's on effectively seven figures, Ross. So that'll go into the footy department spend next year. Clearly, the AFL will receive a fee as well as part of that soft cap. So Fremantle are behind the eight ball, but it may well be a case that they just could not wait any longer. You know, they could not go into next year. Corporate support, membership, where was the hope if you were trying to sell packages for 2020? I'd suggest there wasn't a lot. Now there may well be.
A terrific insight. Thanks for keeping us up to date, Diggers. Appreciate your time as always.
Good on you, boys.
There's Digby Beach and they're all over that. He's got so many great contacts in the West, and I think he painted the picture there perfectly for us here on RSN Central. Now, boys, we've run out of time, would you believe? Can you play this sting for us, Parks? Now, of course, that is the theme song to Friends, the greatest show.
Oh my God.
For morning TV history.
You can't be serious.
And there was a bit of debate and banter on Twitter there last night. One of your colleagues, I think, at Fox Sports News said, which is a better
Cat
show?
Hoffman, yeah.
Seinfeld or...
That's not even a question.
Or Friends.
I think one of your listeners put it best when they said Seinfeld by the length of the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
it wasn't funny, Friends.
It was.
The only good thing was, Chandler, as a teenage boy, I thought Jennifer Aniston was a good looker. That was the only good thing about the show.
We know that what's happening in Fremantle today is probably more Seinfeld-like than Friends. thought, but Ross is clearly out of Friends.
Wonder what Kramer would be saying. One of the best ever TV segments for mine was when Kramer backed that horse. Was it Kramer that backed that horse?
Yeah,
and
he
had the form guy. And he was
so now you're saying you
no,
like
that's
the show.
Only good. They're both great.
It's quote like, us your favourite Friends moment. Then.
When Ross was when he had the tan and he said one, two, three, four, and he counted too long and he sprayed him twice.
Oh, like real classic moment that one.
Just quickly, boys, my seven plays. We might have to wait for this next week, but I think Aaron Norton, Patrick Dangerfield, Dustin Martin, Elliot Yeo, Grundy,
you're obsessed with Elliot
and
Yeo.
Charlie Cameron.
You don't pay a small $40 million.
I didn't think that before.
You've just got your favourite. Yeah.
I had Charlie Cameron in mind because
I did
like what Chris Fagan said when he said 50 goals from a small forward is the new 100 goals.
Yep.
I also had Tom Lynch in there thinking that what he's done in his first season at Richmond.
That's not a bad call, actually.
Yeah.
He could well be the difference next month.
Not very good still with the ground ball, Lynch.
Done it right off a PCL kick 50. Yep.
And that pressure last week he applied late in that match.
I'd have McGovern over Yeo.
Yeah, the only problem with McGovern is that if they're not working hard in the midfield or in the forward line, that ball's coming into their defensive 50, the West Coast, too quickly. I think he's still vulnerable, McGovern, 1-1.
He could adapt.
I think he's a star. I still think Yeo's more important just in front of
McGovern. What
about the McGovern? I'll put him in as well, but Aaron, no, I can't have $2 million players at the Bulldogs.
What about Cripps?
Yep, he was one of them as well.
Fife?
No.
You wouldn't pay Nat Fife $1 million?
No, he's too selfish for mine. He's not a player that will lead the Dockers to a premiership unless the new coach can get that out of him.
Interesting.
I would have had Fife as just about the highest paid player in the
country. Grundy's got to be on a
because it's
too.
All about Nat, I think.
Grundy's at lock.
Yeah, I'll put Grundy, in front of Gawn.
How many have you got in yours?
That's seven.
17.
Yeah. Who's the most over? Like, Cornelio, I wouldn't give him $1 million.
No, I wouldn't give him $1 million to Cornelio.
Well, I wouldn't give $900 to Brad Hill either.
No.
No, definitely not. Definitely he's a $700,000 player.
Hey, boys, it's been a big show.
Good show. Oh, goodness me.
I tell you what, we break the big stories here on RSN Central.
Absolutely.
It's great to hear from Diggers. He is one of the great media
performers. I didn't realise he didn't like him that much.
No, he hates Ross Lyon. No, In fact, I can see that. Fascinating from the different sides of the country. If you listen to the commentary from the Perth media, and this is a good one for Timmy Hodges if you're listening, get the response from the Perth media and then the response from the Melbourne media. They'll be saying, geez, he needs another job like Steve-O.
I don't think...
And then you get diggers like, we'll drive you to the airport, Ross.
Well, I don't think he's universally loved here, though, either, is he, Walsh?
No, I would have thought that's probably overstating things. He does have a couple of very nice pubs around the Fitzroy area that he can probably fall back on.
Well, I love you, Ross. Maybe. Can they still give drink cards out?
I reckon Walsh would get him around that area.
Thank you, Julian.
Thank you, boys.
Courtney. There's Julian DeStoop and Courtney Walsh for Tuesday Hacks. Time for a quick break, and then Maddie Stewart will be with us shortly to update.